Stephen Pilkington, and this is...
Tell me where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Australia, Melbourne, Australia, and I'm 22, and I don't really know what else to say. This is the piece, which is Mike from Emerald City by David Williamson, who's an Australian writer. Malcolm, listen. Let's take a long, hard look at this industry of ours. Over 400 films in the last 10 years, and only one has done big business where it counts. In the US. It's a tough market to crack, Malcolm, but it shouldn't be. The reason we've been failing is because we've been going about it in a half-assed way. We bring over a few faded American stars, plonk them in some cliché-ridden Australian wank, and think we've made something international. We'll never make true international product that way. We'll have to go the whole hog. A big production house with 10 or 12 scripts going at once and everything international. International scripts, international stars, international directors. Malcolm, there's no reason why Australia couldn't become one of the world's great production houses. Climate's better than California. Technicians are much cheaper. We've got good local actors to play the supporting roles. So the Americans can't understand our accents. We'll bring over tutors, voice coaches. It can be done, Malcolm, I swear to you it can be done. The Canadians make better American films than the Americans, and the reason they succeed is because they don't feel the need to make pissy little movies about the Canadian way of life. Sure, we'll have all the advanced Aussie patriots having hernias because we put American number plates on Aussie cars, but stuff them, Malcolm. Stuff them! If we just be honest with ourselves, we'd admit that our accent is bloody awful for the simple reason that we never open our bloody mouths. I mean, sure, it was good enough when Grandad was out in the bush and had to keep the flies out, but it is death to the international saleability of our product.